Can you tell me a little bit about how this might apply to real estate? Because I think several of our listeners will be real estate investors and will be curious to know how to handle the ownership of whether it's an investment property or even one's own home.
Right. Now, and there's a difference right there. When we talk about whether it's an investment property or whether it's one's own home, and I want to touch on something real quick when we talk about this. I'm going to tell you about an asset protection tool that is absolutely amazing, impenetrable from a judgment creditor standpoint. That asset protection tool is debt. I'm going to say that again, debt. See, most people think debt. What do you mean debt? Debt's an asset protection tool? You better believe it. Because it's an asset protection tool, think about it this way. A lot of times, I'll ask people, I say, you know, at my seminars, for instance, I'll say, how many of you in here own your own home? And I'll have hands shoot up all over the place. And then I'll pick somebody in the class. I may say, okay, Joe, how much do you owe on that home? And he may say, $243,000. I say, well, wait a second. I thought you said you owned your home. Sounds to me like you don't own your home. Somebody else owns your home. The bank owns your home. Because think about it from this standpoint. The bank, if it has that mortgage on your home, it's got what's called a perfected security interest, so that it has priority over any other creditor that comes in. So if I look to sue somebody, and we've got to understand this from the get-go, is that what is it that potential plaintiff's lawyers are looking for? These lawyers are looking to see what type of assets there are really exposed, what type of assets that they could go after. Well, if there's debt encumbering this property, all of a sudden, if there's nothing for that particular plaintiff's lawyer to get on behalf of their clients, which means they don't get paid either, you look at that and they say, you're not so attractive from an overall lawsuit standpoint. And, you know, I tell people a lot of times, especially with real estate, for instance, now, number one, debt is a phenomenal tool when you start looking at the concept of leverage and the power of leverage to create enormous amounts of wealth. Well, that leverage, that debt, can be a great tool for building wealth, but it's also a great tool for asset protection. One of the things that when we're looking at really how you structure yourself, I tell people all the time, a lot of times people will see these extreme makeover shows, you know, where they'll take somebody that's not necessarily overly attractive, and by the end of the show, they're drop-dead gorgeous. I say asset protection is basically the opposite of that. We want to take you from where you are right now to where, when we're done with you, you look as absolutely dead broke destitute as possible. You know, sometimes I have people say, well, I'm already there. Well, you know, maybe they got a head start on us. But why would we want to do that? If you back up for a second and you say, why would I want to look as unattractive as possible? Well, it's not that I want to look unattractive to my friends and family or anything along those lines, or even to myself. I want to look unattractive to those people who want to sue me and undeservedly take everything that we've worked so hard to accumulate. You don't want that to happen. So debt can be a phenomenal tool there.